Good morning. Last week, we started looking at Paul, who emerged as a giant among leaders who exemplifies the MCA's vision of achieving excellence in ministry through Christ-centered leadership and living. We'll pick up where we left off by looking at the power of vision in Paul's life. Paul was driven by a consuming vision. His vision was his reason for living, a badge of purpose that he wore courageously to the end of his life. He recounts a vision when he testified of his conversion experience. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. Acts 26:12-20. Like Abraham, who was obedient in pursuing the vision that God imparted to him when he told him to leave the familiar surroundings, family and friends, to go to a land that he would show him, Paul embraced the heavenly vision given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Galatians, Paul emphasizes that he received the gospel from Jesus directly and not from the other apostles. As evidence, he offers the following information in Galatians 1:11-20. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Vision requires preparation. The heavenly vision that Paul received and embraced required him to refocus and become fully acquainted with the originator of the vision. If we are going to be effective in Christ-centered leadership and living, we must get to know Jesus. First, as Lord and Savior, and then in a way that we are absolutely sold out to fulfilling his purpose in our lives. To what extent do you know him? Knowing Jesus means embracing his vision of a transformed world. We must, as leaders, rise to the challenge like the Apostle Paul did. Are you willing to be sold out, to be totally committed, to lead effectively? I pray that you will be inspired by the life of the Apostle Paul as we continue to explore his exploits for Jesus Christ. God bless you.